It's a monumental day on Wall Street. Tesla is poised to join the S&P 500. Traders are scrambling to sell $85 billion worth of Tesla stock by the close of the markets today before the electric car maker can join the stock index. Mike Regan's here to talk about it. He is senior editor at Bloomberg News. Help us understand, first off, Mike, this process of a new company becoming part of the S&P and all stocks having to be sold in one fell swoop.
So, Lisa, the most important thing to understand is how immensely popular what's called passive investing has become. And that's when a mutual fund or another type of investment vehicle simply buys every stock in the S&P 500 rather than picking and choosing among them. There's something like $4.6 trillion invested that way, including, I would guess, a lot of our listeners' 401k plans. So these funds are actually obligated to purchase shares of Tesla once it's added to the index, as opposed to an actively managed fund where the manager could pick and choose and decide whether or not to buy Tesla. What's weird is that stocks are added and removed to the S&P fairly frequently. But what makes Tesla so unusual is that the stock price had soared so much that it turned this company into like the sixth biggest company in the index once it's added. And that's because it didn't meet the index's eligibility requirements until this year, mainly the one where it had to be profitable over the previous year. So, Lisa, that makes Tesla actually the biggest stock by market value ever added to the index. And that's why it's such a big deal.
So when it joins the S&P 500, it has to knock somebody else out. It's going to replace apartment investment and management company, real estate investment trust that makes up just a small fraction of what Tesla is worth. What's the impact on the S&P of the entrance of a behemoth like Tesla?
So one thing about Tesla, it's a very volatile stock. The price swings quite a bit, and its valuation compared to its earnings is very high. It's a very, very richly valued stock. But the appeal of investing in the entire index at once is that you get that instant diversification among those 500 stocks. So Tesla is only going to be about between 1 and 2% of the index. So it'll have an effect on sort of the volatility of the index, but not a huge, huge effect. I think one of the main concerns today is that for these funds to buy all that Tesla stock, they have to sell an equal amount of everything else in the index. So there is some concern about selling pressure for some of the other stocks in the index, Lisa.
Briefly, Tesla's meteoric rise comes as tech stocks have emerged as one of the few winners this year amid the pandemic. How is it the company seemed to be rolling in cash when so many Americans are unemployed?
Well, I think, Lisa, one thing with the stock market this year is the Federal Reserve has kept interest rates at rock bottom to sort of spur the economy. And that's made the returns on offer in the bond market very unappealing to investors. And at the same time, if you were lucky enough to keep your job this year, you didn't have a lot of places to spend your income. So there's a big savings glut that I think is going into the stock market as well. Those two things are really pumping up the stock market this year.
Thanks a lot, Mike Regan, senior editor for Bloomberg News. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Lisa.